This is Industry Matters, powered by VGM, a post-acute healthcare podcast about community, connections, and belonging. VGM is a member service organization serving durable and home medical equipment providers and manufacturers. VGM also has communities for respiratory, complex rehab, women's health mastectomy, home accessibility, and orthotics and prosthetics. With VGM, you're part of something bigger. Welcome to Industry Matters. Today, Dave Lyman discusses the future of VGM and Associates with new president, Lindy Tentinger. Listen as they talk about opportunities, challenges, and how VGM plans to disrupt traditional paradigms to influence the continuum of care.
Hello, I'm Dave Lyman from VGM and Associates, and today we're here with Lindy, the president of VGM and Associates. Hey, Lindy, before we get into all the questions about VGM and Associates, give us a little bit of background on your career here at VGM.
Yeah, I've been at VGM now for over 6 years, which seems crazy to me. I started in VGM and Associates, and I was leading marketing and communications. And then I spent the last 3 years leading VGM Forbin and really digging into the world of digital and technology. We offer digital marketing strategy and services, website development, and managed IT services. There's great things going on over there, and the team is left in amazing hands with Cassie Price. She comes to Forbin with over a decade of experience in that business. So look for really cool things to come out of Forbin in the future. Prior to VGM, I worked for 10 years at a global business process outsourcing company where I handled B2B sales and marketing for many industry verticals, including healthcare, but also the federal government, telecom, utilities, higher education, and financial services. I even got to lead a team out of the Philippines, which was an amazing experience for me then.
That's great. Thank you so much for that. Let's dive into your new role here at VGM and Associates. And it seems like you've been here forever, but I know you've been in your new role for about over a month now. What has been your primary focus?
Yeah. First of all, just coming into this role, I know I have big shoes to fill. VGM and Associates already has an incredible leadership team in place. I mean, like people like you, Dave. And we are not lacking for passion for the industry and expertise in what we do. So I just consider myself so lucky to lead such a talented team across the board. One thing I've been focusing on primarily in this first probably 30 to 60 days is really just meeting with every employee to see how they're doing, see what their aspirations are, what they want to learn, and really just trying to get the big ideas. What are those biggest ideas out there for VGM in the industry? Coming up, I have a pretty hectic travel schedule just to ensure that I continue to build on relationships with our members and our vendor partners, as well as focusing on building new ones and just continuing to listen for the challenges, the needs, the opportunities, and the big ideas that are coming from the marketplace.
That's great. You've got obviously some big shoes to fill, and you're already running in your new role. But what is your focus moving forward and into the future with VGM?
Yeah. Moving forward, what I will focus on is really what our members, the VGM members, and our vendor partners, what they need, not only now, but in the future to make their businesses successful and grow, as well as what we need to be doing in the industry to raise awareness of its impact and ensure its sustainability and needed place in the continuum of care. So just making sure that we continue to tell the stories and promote the stories of how important this industry is, not only for our members and vendor partners, but really for ourselves and our families and our friends. We all have those stories. And so the industries that we serve touch all of us personally as well.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you seeing? You know, again, I know you've only been in this role for a month now, but what are you seeing as immediate opportunities for VGM and Associates?
Yeah, I think immediately we really have an opportunity to modernize ourselves and simplify our message in the markets we serve. So that is something the team's already working on and will be unveiled later this year.
That's great. So now we talked about VGM and Associates. What are you seeing as opportunities for our members and also our vendor partners?
I think a big opportunity is just continuing to digitize and look at technology and AI to to become more efficient, easier to work with from a patient experience perspective. And with staffing continuing to be such a challenge, allowing that precious staff that you do have there to focus on the human elements of the patient and customer experience. I mean, if you look at the difference that the providers make, it's the human understanding and the ability to meet the needs of patients and caregivers in a way that others cannot easily replicate. So I think that just being okay with change and looking to technology to be more efficient or take on some of those tasks that you just don't have the staff for anymore so that the staff that's there can focus on the patients is paramount. In terms of services, I think that looking at diversification continues to be an opportunity. And I mean, we know, you know, Dave, just with Women's Health, that CMS recently released their final rule regarding the implementation of compression guidelines. So that right there is a new growth area for many. And speaking of Women's Health, I think we see many opportunities to expand beyond mastectomy and compression as well, such as mother baby, fertility products and supplements, menopause guidance, and just overall well-being. I just give the women's health market as an example, because I do feel that there's opportunities outside that as well for diversification and growth.
Yeah, you mentioned technology. That seems to be kind of lagging in the healthcare industry. Do you have any advice or any thoughts for anybody in the HME community about embracing technology?
Yeah, I think all of us as consumers understand what it looks like from that point of view. I mean, we're used to self-serving. We're used to now being on websites, and instead of having to call or send an email, we can just start a chat. And I've done that many times, whether it's with an airline or Amazon or something like that. If I just want to quickly get an answer, sending a chat actually has been pretty beneficial. So if you think about that, we're getting used to it across the board with a lot of different services outside of healthcare, that it's just where we need to be. And honestly, healthcare in general, not just where we're at in home medical equipment and other areas. I mean, healthcare in general has been behind. And just more recently have I started to get text appointment reminders or, you know, the ability to go into my chart and schedule an appointment and things like that. That has been newer just in healthcare in general, not even in our space. So there's opportunity to run and run even ahead of where healthcare is in general, that HME and our industry could be looked to, you know, as a disruptor and as a leader in technology. There's still that opportunity there, in my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think there's a lot for us to learn. And I think in the coming months, we're going to see a lot of opportunities there for our members and our vendor partners, for sure.
Right. Yep. And ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So kind of getting back to the core question is, you know, are we going to see any big changes from VGM and Associates?
Yeah. I'm just not a sit still type of person. I never feel like we will have gotten to where we're going, because we can always get better. So, you know, as a leader, I'll always look at ways where we can get better and make sure that we continue to influence and provide value to the industry. One thing that I can say, but not unveil yet, but a new brand from us is coming. So that will be an exciting change early on. But I'm also looking at this for the long haul. So undoubtedly, there's going to be changes. We had a VGM leadership summit in January. And one thing that we learned from our keynote speaker was that change is most difficult for the unready. So one thing I'm trying to do is pave the way for our team to be ready for change. Change that makes us better. Change that in turn brings value to our members, vendor partners, and the industries we serve. And I will, you know, also most certainly bring some passion and energy, because, you know, that's just who I am. So, you know, with me, you get that. But with that comes continually getting better and our team being just used to change, because that's the whole world right now. And we're running, and we are running fast, and healthcare is running fast. And we've got to be the ones that are front and center of that and keep up with it and don't sit still for very long.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think all of us understand that work with you this next question, but I think it's really important for our listeners to hear this from you is, you know, what are you most excited about in your new role?
Yeah. I mean, really, I feel lucky. The fact that we get to wake up each and every day and have such a profound impact through our relationships and connections on such important areas of care, such as providing medical equipment and supplies, sleep, respiratory, complex rehab, home accessibility, orthotics and prosthetics, and women's health, to name, you know, just a few. It's such an inspiring why and mission. One thing I am going to start telling our team here, just newly in this role and as we move forward, is that we are here to do big things. So whether that's for our members, our vendor partners, the industry, or all of them combined, how exciting to be empowered to figure out what those big things are and then also get to inspire the team to do them. So for me, that's really, really exciting. I also have a vested interest in this industry for many reasons. Whether it be my father-in-law who has COPD and he needs continuous oxygen flow and he's going to have to switch his product here at some point too soon. Or my father who wears a CPAP every night that allows him to breathe better and my mom to sleep better, hopefully. Or my son. My 15-year-old son has had chronic bronchitis since he was a baby and he needed a nebulizer every other week for years. Or just myself wanting my parents and in-laws to get the best possible care as they age and ensuring that that care can be in their homes, or all of the women in my life that need more education and access to products and care in women's health, whether that be mother, baby, or going through breast cancer or infertility that, you know, that I went through myself, or navigating menopause. So we all have stories that intersect with the industry and all of our stories help shape its significance into the future. That to me doesn't seem like a job. It's more of a mission. It is a critical mission and it's one that I take very seriously. I love getting strategic and I want to lead VGM into a new era that disrupts traditional paradigms. And I know that sounds big, but man, it's also exciting. That makes me excited. Let's think about things differently. Let's be those disruptors. Let's revolutionize this thing and help take it to where it needs to go in the future. So, you know, just a little passion, but I'm really excited about this role.
Yeah, I would just say just a little passion. No, that was great. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
You know, the next piece is the industry's really changed in so many ways over the past few years, and it's just going to continue to change. And we're seeing more and more change as time goes on, and it's getting a little more complicated with things and how things work. How is VGM going to continue to adapt and evolve for its members and vendor partners?
Yeah, I mean, most definitely talking about not being able to sit still. We cannot sit still. We will be and must be on the forefront of change and anticipating and always analyzing where things are headed and really what the possibilities are. So, you know, that's something that I will drive our team towards every day, that we can't sit still. We need to stay in the center. I believe that we have the duty to provide the information, that kind of information in terms of what change is coming, what the future is going to look like, what our analysts are saying. I think we have that duty to provide that information to our network of members. That's why you should be a member, because you get in, you get this kind of information, and we give it to you in a digestible manner. So taking the complex, making it as simple as we can, that is our jobs. We have to keep moving. We also need to embrace digitization and connect technology. So that will really be a huge focus for us moving forward, like we talked about a little bit ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So many things changing, and I don't know if I can keep up with everything
right
as it happens, but I think that's why we're in this industry, for the excitement and for helping folks out in our communities today.
Right. And from that technology standpoint, I mean, the industry is looking for someone that takes it all and connects it and tells the story of how they work together and what's the best of breed. What are the things that you need to use together? And I really think that that's part of our jobs, to continue to try to connect those for our member and our vendor partners.
Yeah, absolutely agree there. The industry, you know, we keep continuing to come together and work more closely as an industry. We're just such a small entity in the healthcare continuum. But what do you believe that the industry needs to do to continue to advance and be able to provide products services and support those who need it most?
Yeah, I think I have a few things. One of the most important things, and I know this sounds simple, but keep telling the stories. You know, I could name several examples from my own personal life that connects to the industries. We all have those. We all have the stories, the miracles, the little things that matter, that maybe, you know, a provider connected you with something or did something over the top to make a difference. Those stories matter, and we need to keep telling them, and we need to tell them over and over and over again and really, really loud to all the right people, because that's going to keep pushing the importance of HME and all of the other different cares around that into the continuum of healthcare. And then also just continue to modernize and embrace other ways of doing things. What got us here won't get us there. So just understanding that there are other ways to do things, there are technologies we need to look at, things that might seem a little scary or unknown that we just have to continue to look to and embrace and just try sometimes. And then also keep having overflowing cups of care. I will say this a lot as a leader. People ask me, like, what is it? What's the most important thing of being a good leader? And I will always say that you need to have an overflowing cup of care. And this industry most certainly does. From doing things for free a lot of times to just, you know, going above and beyond for customers and patients and caregivers just because it's the right thing to do. That is this industry. It defines everyone that I know and I have met in this world that we live in. But if we all continue to care as much as we do, I do think a lot of what needs to be in the future will take care of itself.
Yeah, that's great. I think all of us at VGM and Associates is excited to have you as our leader for now and for the future. But if you could leave listeners with one takeaway from today's podcast, what would it be?
Yeah, I think it would be just for everyone to know that at VGM and Associates, and really the greater VGM, all that VGM is that we're absolutely positively dedicated to disrupting traditional paradigms, influencing and actively shaping the post-acute home care industry that we live in to raise awareness of its impact and creating long-term viability for the future of our members, our vendor partners, the industry, and each other. So if I could look back in 10 years and say, yes, we did that, then I will feel like I've done my job.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for that. Lindy, I'd just like to thank you for letting our listeners learn more about VGM and Associates and what the future looks like.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Dave. I'm excited to be here. Excited to work with you and be out there. Continuing to build relationships and meet everyone that I have yet to meet.
Thank you for listening to Industry Matters. Make sure you never miss an episode by visiting vgm.com/Industry Matters Podcast or following Industry Matters on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, or Stitcher.